All right. Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We are talking with Pauline Lee, former Emmy-winning broadcaster extraordinaire from, and I'm reclaiming you, were from Wisconsin. Well, she's from Minnesota, but whatever. And you were talking about the post that you made. We read it on the other side of the break. And yeah, I mean, I got choked up reading it the first time and then speaking those words. I got choked up, and you did as well. You're the professional, Pauline. No, I'm just kidding. But like, when you say and speak it into existence, that's a whole nother thing, isn't it?
It's a whole other thing. And I, just so that you know, I left news late last June. So it hasn't been that long of a time. So in that time, what's happening right now is probably
The world has changed.
Right, exactly. It's one of the first big things where I'm not working as a journalist. And normally as a journalist, I would be out there front and center. I would be asking people how they feel. There wouldn't be enough time for me to feel. And then after work, I would just, since I was in the thick of it, I wouldn't want to think about it. I just push those feelings aside. I wouldn't feel. And so now, not necessarily working as a journalist, now it's almost like this realization that I can feel. And then trying to figure out how you feel and trying to put it into words. It took me a really long time to figure out how to do that. And it's just, it's a whole new experience after, like, this after former TV news life that I'm experiencing right now.
So how do you feel? I mean, you said it was, you were defeated and...
Yeah. It's so hard to put into words still. I feel like every day is still so unsettling. It's so unsettling. Like when I go to and from work now, it's just like this heightened feeling that I have to look around every which direction, going to and from my car. It's making sure that I get home and leave work when it's still light out. That, I mean, our office is great in that we're really encouraging each other to walk to our cars together in groups.
I was just going to ask, like, you have that support, right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We've had a lot of support at our organization and a lot of changes, too. I mean, I still go to work, and it's almost kind of like this nice kind of distraction, if you will, because of the work that we do, the mission work that we do in helping others in our communities that we serve. It's been a nice distraction to be able to go to work, to be able to be in community with each other. But at the same time, too, I've got coworkers, I've got colleagues who, like me, they carry around either their passport card or something that says states that they are a U.S. citizen. We bought whistles for people on our staff. We've got the red cards available for them. We've continuously sent out resources, whether it's just the basic know your rights or it's resources on how to talk to your kids about what's happening right now, because so many of our colleagues are parents. How do you even have that conversation of what's happening right now? I mean, why are we having to have those conversations when kids should just be worrying about being kids? But that's just the unfortunate reality that we have right now.
Yeah, I don't know how to talk to my kids about it. And it's not fair, and I can't imagine having to feel that rush of emotion. You, Pauline, you belong here, right?
Well, thank you.
No, you do. And
I
people need to hear that, right? And so, and like, we see the videos that are happening in Minneapolis, and it's just heartbreaking. You know, it's terrible.
And what I can't help but think, and also what our colleagues can't help but think, is the stories that aren't being told. It's the stories about humanity, because people are afraid to speak out. I mean, if you asked us maybe, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, I mean, the residents that we serve weren't coming to us and saying, we're afraid to go outside to go to the grocery store to be able to put food on the table. Now they are.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, we're concerned. We feel unsafe trying to get ourselves from point A to point B. We need help with transportation. We need help with calling schools because we don't feel safe sending our kids to schools. And it's those added things that we've had to pivot to try and meet our residents and participants where they are because of where they are, and we are trying to do our best to really meet that need, but also continue the work that we do because we've been doing it for as long as we have, and we can't stop that work either.
And you know, the disruption that causes people's, like you're saying, their lives from school to work to everything. And this is a question that, I mean, I have a genuine curiosity. In Minneapolis, like, if you're going to go somewhere, how present is ICE in the city? Like, you're going to likely see them.
I mean, it just totally depends, because from at least my experience, like, I've seen them out and about in places that I've gone to, but it's been so quick. Like, it's almost like they're in and they're out. And so it can be really quick, or it can be really drawn out depending on the crowd that comes, if they're aware that ICE is there. And so, but even just like seeing them, it's almost like this pit that drops in your stomach that you're like, oh my, and it makes you pause for a second. And you're like, what am I supposed to do? What happens now? Like, what's going to happen? You don't know. And it's just that unsettling feeling that you have to stay in and day out.
Yeah. We're talking with Pauline Lee here on the Rational Revolution. One of the things that I think is neat is there's a lot of hope though that has come from this. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a video that I want to play the soundbite on the other side of the break like Paul Revere moms going through a neighborhood, blowing the whistles and saying, you know, they're here, get in, lock your doors, all that stuff. So hard to hear, but like, the bravery and the courage that it takes to do those things really is remarkable. And we're going to continue the discussion here on the Rational Revolution right after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.